Penguin Random House Audio presents Billy Joel by Fred Schreurs. Read for you by Kirk Thornton. Prologue. It's 5 o'clock on a Monday, and the regular crowd shuffles in to the chilly, unpopulated Great Hall of Madison Square Garden, where a crew is still slapping down chairs on the big slabs of decking that cover the hockey rink. Toting guitars, drumsticks, horns, and earpieces, Billy Joel's band arrays itself for a sound check. And now, up a metal staircase comes the man himself. You could say he's shuffling as well. Both hips were replaced in mid-2010, and now, January 27th, 2014, he's fully mended, but not likely to be doing the backflips off the piano that, he'll occasionally speculate, led to that operation. As he perches on his compact stool, checking settings on the hybrid acoustic synthesized piano he uses, the band looks up expectantly. He's notoriously bored by sound checks, which means there'll be plenty of japes about his age, certain band peccadilloes, or the world situation, all delivered with ready wit. But at the same time, all hands had better be on the one when he delivers a casual instruction, because the message won't come twice. From time to time, as in an open-air arena sound check in Perth in December 2008, he'll get a wild hair and lead the band through pretty much an entire classic album. In that case, it was Disraeli Gears by Cream, at least until the constables put a stop to it after a volley of noise complaints from the neighborhood. Billy, warmed by a plain black watch cap and a wool sports coat, plinks out a few exploratory notes as the others tune up around him. He gazes about,